The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Ideal Roofing, installing quality material and quality workmanship.
I'm a hard-working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
And we begin hour number two, a little late on the clock, but no big deal. We'll get it all wrapped up by the end of the third hour, which is at 11 o'clock, and be out on time. Call me, 281-833-3333. We are live today. We're not a best of or an encore show. We are just a regular show. I told everybody wanted to leave early this week, and they said, well, we can put encore on. We can do this. And I said, no, just let me do the show. You guys run off and do your stuff on this holiday weekend, and the lights were off and the door was shut. It really wasn't my call. It was the boss man, but I think he was the first one out, quite frankly. I think he's out running around the country. He got himself a new RV. Who knows what he's doing, but I hope he's having fun. That's Mr. Charlie. That's why he wasn't with me this morning. All right, 281-833-3333. That's 281-833-3333. And we will talk today. Me, I'm glad to be home. I've been down at the border for 5 years working down there in Brownsville, Texas. And it's just a mess. And I'm so glad to be, even though we're still pretty close, I'm so glad to be home in Houston. And I will tell you that I think I did find my new career job. I'm supposed to get a proposal next week, I hope. And I'm very excited about it. And I'll let you find out more about that next week when we put all the bells and whistles together. I don't want to jinx it. Let's talk. And I don't mean I'm leaving here. It's just that's my Monday through Friday gig. This is Saturday and Sunday. Let's talk to Jim. Jim, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello.
Hello, Jim.
It's Tim, Bluegrass Tim.
Well, Tim, I like that better. I'm sorry, they wrote Jim here. Hello, Jim.
It's Bluegrass Tim.
I can tell by the voice now.
Yes. So I got three questions. One's a gardening question. I don't know how. I missed the gardening show yesterday because of work.
I'll try it. I listen to him so much I can almost verbatim say things. But, yes, I'll try it.
So I'm wanting to do something different in my flower garden out in the front. So I bought a bunch of different seeds. And, you know, back in the day when we done stuff back in Tennessee with the tobacco, we used to mix our tobacco seeds with ashes that I've been saving specifically from our garden. And then you spread them by hand, and then you cover them with topsoil. Will that work with seeds, flower seeds as well?
I couldn't answer that at all, but I would assume if it works with a seed, it's going to work in any part of the country, and I think it would probably work too. I never heard of such a thing, and that's way beyond. I bet you anything. I love that question. Next weekend, you need to call those people on the garden show and see what they have to say, because I think you're going to stump them too. I bet you they never heard of that ever.
In our tobacco,
I mean, you're Bluegrass Tim. Nobody even heard of bluegrass down here until you came here.
Oh,
you're bringing Tennessee.
I've got another section going now.
Do you?
So I'm trying to expand my whole backyard.
Awesome. And I can't answer that question, but I can't imagine if it works with other stuff, why wouldn't it work with this?
Right, because when we did our tobacco beds, and I know that's a lot of stuff that most Texans don't know nothing about.
Absolutely.
You mixed everything, and we actually started them in December, but we covered them with plastic to keep the frost and everything away from them, but we mixed them with. And then you just go through where you're putting your tobacco bed, and after you've mixed all the seeds, you just strew them.
So did you grow tobacco?
Yes.
For yourself? For personal use?
No, growing up, it was our major cash crop.
Okay, it was your crop. I got you. My father used to pick tobacco in Connecticut. I didn't know they grew tobacco up there, but he used to tell me stories when he was a kid. He was
tobacco picker. People do not realize how much work it costs to make, and I know this is something y'all don't talk about, but like a pack of cigarettes, people don't realize how much work goes into that.
Really? No, I wouldn't, but
You get like 3 months that you're not actually working to make that money.
Wow. Well, I know my mother smoked a lot of those packs of cigarettes, so I hope she kept you in business.
And there's a lot that people don't realize how much goes into it when they just go buy a pack or a can of dip or whatever.
Yeah. That's interesting. I can't answer. You had two other questions. You said you had three.
Right. So the second one is, I've got two of the same machines. They run off 220 and they call for a 30 amp breaker.
Right.
Their max load per machine is 11 amps, which would be 22 if you combined them.
Understood.
At their max. Could you run both of them off the same 30-amp breaker?
Yes. Unless you overload it. And then what the worst scenario is if you're doing something and it stresses out, it's going to trip the breaker, you know, on a startup or something.
Right.
And then it's just going to – it'll annoy you. And so, you know, it's not going to burn the place down or explode or anything.
Right,
but, I've always played with that a little bit. But if you're good with it and you're running them both under normal conditions, it should be fine.
Okay. And then the third one is we got mold in our bathroom at our house. And we didn't realize it was mold until I actually called one of y'all's recommended people. But they suggested going with another company for the mold remediation. And this company's actually, they came in, they got rid of everything. And they're not wanting to do what we want to do in the back with the reconstruction of everything. Do we have to stay with one company or can we switch companies to have everything put back in place?
I don't know what your contract reads with them. If they're willing to let, if they did the mold remediation and the mold is gone and the room is just all gutted or however that, whatever work they did, if you can get out of the contract and the agreement and say, hey, you know, I'm going to go with a different company because you guys won't do what I want you to do. Unless they fight it, I don't see why you can't. As far as the process goes, it'll be fine.
Because what we're wanting to do, we're going to have to put more money into it, which is fine.
Right.
They're saying they can't do that.
They can't do that. I don't understand why. Unless they don't have the skills to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because
If they only have a certain skill set and they can't get out of their and they should be honest with you. If they can't do it, they shouldn't tell you they can and then make a mess out of it. So I respect that. But if they just don't have the capacity to do it, then they can't do it. Then have you talked to them about, can I hire somebody else and we'll call it a day with us and just pay them what you owe them for the work they've done?
Well, we've been paid them for everything that they've done.
Then as long as you come to a gentleman's agreement that they've done their share and they can walk away and you want to get somebody else to do what you want to do. I'm not sure what you want to do, but I don't see why. As long as the mold is gone, you can certainly have another company rebuild it. It's done all the time. A lot of remediation companies don't do the rebuild.
Okay, because like I said, all the mold is gone. And we're having to do stuff because of my wife's health conditions. And they're not wanting to. And like I said, I don't mind paying the extra money for what needs to be done, but they're saying they can't do it. So,
Well, if they can't do it, then you need to find someone who can. I just think if everybody came to the table and, you know, you just said, listen, I'm going to have somebody else since you can't do what I need done. and we've thought about this. Let's you know, break away. And as long as the mold's gone, they did their part and they're paid for it. I don't see why they wouldn't say sure.
Okay.
I don't know if they don't, they're not a nice company.
Well, I guess we'll see how nice they are.
Well, have you gotten along with them to this point, Tim, or did you drive them crazy? Did you get along with them okay?
Oh, I got along with them, but until they told me they couldn't do it, I'm like,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't take it personal. Just say, okay, well, I found somebody who can, so let's go ahead and say hasta so longa, and we'll move on. Yep. That's what I would do. Yeah, it's still
all right, well, I'll call the garden show next week and stump them with the
Yeah,
request.
I want to hear about that one. Okay, fine.
All right, appreciate it, Tom.
Hey, I always like talking to you, Tim, and we call him Bluegrass because the man, he planted bluegrass in Houston. He called me up and said, you think I can plant bluegrass? I said, I guess. I don't know. Nobody ever has. And it's apparently working for him. And he even called me one day and said, I can't find any bluegrass seed. And I went online and I found it and I told him about it. I don't know I didn't get to ask him if he ever bought it from online. But you can get bluegrass seed just sent to your home. Spread it all over the yard. I don't know if it's blue. I don't know if I've ever really looked at it. And I've never seen it in person. If I did, I wasn't paying attention. And so but I bet you it's beautiful because it's beautiful up that way. All right, Kiss Generators is who you call when it comes time to put a generator at your home, and you will want one. Hurricane season's coming up. June 1st is the official start. And June 1st is when we all start thinking about it. Now, usually, if you're new here to Houston, and us old Houstonians, I've been here 38 years, actually. The hurricane's here. Don't really hit until you get August and September is when we've had the really bad ones. But you still want to be prepared because you still get a lot of storms. And this is the time to do your prep. And you never know. You could always have a rogue, always have a rogue hurricane coming one way or the other. Now, when I lived in Miami, they would hit earlier because they were hitting, the East Coast. And I was living in Miami on the East Coast, so we would be, it would be more vulnerable that way. It's when they start to go farther south and come into the Gulf, that's when it starts to head this way. But as far as generators go, anytime your power goes out, and our grid right now is stressing, we should be very proud that this is a state people want to live in. This is a great state.
Crystalline silica dust here. Just call me
Hello?
Dusty. I'm in mortar, concrete, grout.
Am I still on? Okay, thank you. There's a little button problem there. But as far as that goes, the state of Texas is growing quickly, and the infrastructure that we have here is not going to grow as fast. So sometimes you lose power, and you don't know why. We had a little windstorm the other day down on the coast, and all the telephone poles fell down. I like telephone poles, but they're the power poles. And a couple of them fell, and the whole neighborhood was out for almost 24 hours. A generator is a nice thing to have, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what else to tell you. It just is. I have a Kohler. You need a generator, get a Kohler, get it from Kiss Generators. If you already have a generator and you don't even know if it's working, if you've never had it serviced, I'll guarantee you, if you have a generator that's 5 years old and you've never really needed it, you haven't lost your power, and you've never had it serviced, it's probably not going to work. That battery's probably dead, and the oil needs to be changed. It's going to be sludge in there. You got to take care of them. They've got to test. They've got to run. So if you need maintenance, Kiss Generators will maintain any of them. It could be a Generac, it could be a Briggs & Stratton, it could be a lot of different things. But as far as generators go, it's Kiss Generators. They're your full-service company, and there's a lot of companies they'll slap them in and go. And in some cases, that's fine, but they don't do maintenance. They say they might, but they don't really get around to doing it. You need to have it done yearly. In fact, I'm on a plan with Kiss Generators, and this is a plan you should look at. They come in the beginning of the year, and they do the full service. Then on that same cost, you already paid for it, they come in about 6 months later, right about the mid-hurricane season before August hits, and they do just another checkup. It doesn't cost extra. It's part of the plan, and make sure it's ready for that August to January time where it's going to come on and off, but maybe for a hurricane or maybe for those winter storms that come through. You never know, but Kiss Generators is there for you. You can find out more about them at homeshowradio.com.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Rudy's Quality Painting. Two generations of experience and painting craftsmanship you can trust.
Arcosa Crush Concrete, formerly Cherry Companies, paying you for recycling your concrete and asphalt while making Houston a greener place every day.
Houston Powder Coaters. Don't buy new. Renew your outdoor patio furniture. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show Pros anytime for any project at HomeShowRadio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
281-833-3333. Call me and we will talk. Let's see here. Let's talk to Dave. Dave, you're on Home Show Radio.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Hey, we're looking at buying a house up in College Station to rent out to college students, and my son will live in the house as well.
Oh, yes.
And if we're looking to, it's got an attached two-car garage, and we're looking to possibility of adding another bedroom to that house, so maybe converting the garage.
Pack them in and, there, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Density, yeah, right?
Yes.
Just trying to get a feel of with some of the challenges of converting a garage, and you know, can we do it on a shoestring budget that do okay, like, you know, 10 to 15,000, or are we looking at 25K? We'd need a bathroom. And, of course, the bedroom finish in there.
Oh, okay. So you're going to add a bathroom to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, that's, you know, could you do it on a shoestring budget? Could you just make a sleeping space that's you know, sanitary for a while, at least till they get in there, and all that good stuff? Yeah, that would be super easy. Now, the bathroom. The bathroom's going to be different. So, yeah, I think you're looking at 15,000.
15? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you can. All right. I think you could add a bathroom and convert a garage, because the reason you told me it's attached, it should already have sheetrock and everything in there.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's a fire rock. So you're looking at floor covering, an air conditioner, and a bathroom. I think $15,000 you could do it, and I think that's about as shoestring as you can get.
Gotcha.
Because of the bathroom.
Yep, that's what we thought. Okay. I appreciate the help. Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome, and who knows with prices today. It could change in an hour and a half or less. It depends on what Washington says. No, you can't have a bathroom unless it's $25,000, and you have to pay taxes. I don't know what they're going to do. All right, James Hardy siding is a siding that you must choose. It's mandatory, if you listen to the show, that all siding on your home be Hardy, if possible. If not, you can still listen to the show, because I like all my listeners. My listeners are my favorite people. You're my friends. I don't have a social life. This is it. So I'm having a social Easter time with you. That's why I like doing the show on Easter, because what am I going to do? Watch TV? Plant a tree? I got 27 fruit trees in the backyard already. Somebody's going to shoot me if I plant any more. James Hardy siding, though, is on my home, and I'd like it to be on yours. So if you are building a new home, if you're adding a room, if you're remodeling, if you are... making a pool cabana, you're doing a storage shed and it's a wood frame structure, whatever the case may be, Hardy siding is the perfect choice for all of the above, including having your house resided with the best siding out there. Holds up, doesn't burn, doesn't warp, termites don't eat it. Holds up to all the things the other sidings don't hold up to. High winds, everything. Come to think of it, it does everything all the other sidings don't, and in a good way for you. You probably will never buy another piece of siding if you stay in that particular house, or that siding will last the life of the house. That's how long this stuff is. I've had it on homes for 25 years, and there's no problems. It just doesn't go away. The worst enemy you have with Hardy is a weed eater. If guys would quit, they can tear up anything with a weed eater. If they'd be more careful with the weed eaters, then it would be a perfect world. But try to get them to do that when they're mowing 100 yards a day. That is Hardy siding, and it is going to be the best siding for you. So make sure you use it. We have their website accessible to you through homeshowradio.com. And if you want a certified Home Show Pro and an elite preferred installer to put it on for you, I think you should have that. You go to homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio. Call me, 281-833-3333, and we will talk today. till 11 o'clock. And then I'm going to go off and do some other things, and I'm sure you will be doing other things today, too. Let's talk to Jesse. Jesse, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. All of a sudden, I am not getting hot water to my master bathtub. Hot water is everywhere else, but not there, and it just started happening.
Single-handle faucet?
Single-handle.
It's probably the cartridge.
Okay, just replace that?
It's got to be in the mixer valve. And okay. The only thing I can imagine being a single-handle, and it happens, and I don't know if it's a Moen, but Moens tend to do this, is the cartridge goes bad, and then you're just getting water from the cold side.
Okay. All right. So do I have to just replace that whole face?
Yeah, you pull. There's a cartridge. You rebuild the inside of it. There's a cartridge okay. And some O-rings. They're all a little different, but it's going right. To be some kind of ball or cartridge and some O-rings and little rubber pieces and some springs, and you get a rebuild kit for it. I'm not sure which one you have.
Okay, I'll have to look. All right, well, that gives you a great idea. Thank you very much. I was totally lost.
Yeah, and if you're not sure how to do it, you can call a plumber like Abacus and actually watch him, and then if it ever happens again in another 10 years or so, you'll be able to do it. Sometimes they're a little tricky, and not any brand is the same. It's like a Ford and a Chevy. They're all different parts and pieces.
Sure. Okay. All right. Yeah, I may just call a plumber just so I don't have to do it. But thanks.
That's
for your
even
help.
A better reason not to do it. Yeah, I'm with you 100% when it comes to plumbing.
Exactly.
But that's it. It'll be simple to fix. Thanks, Jesse.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I hate working on plumbing. Plumbing is the one. I can do it. My first wife, she said to me, "Why do you cuss so much when you're doing plumbing? You're so good at it." And I said, "I might be good at it, but there's too many parts. Man, I need a whole truck of parts because you just never know when you have that one little reducer you don't have. That one little shark bite you need, and you got to run around, and then you forget, is it this size, that looks right, no, that looks, I'll just buy them both, and all of a sudden you have a whole garage full of parts you'll never use. All right, Door Clearance Center can help you with your door, so you don't end up with a whole garage full of doors you'll never use. You want the one door where it goes, whether it's an interior door, a front door, a patio door. Of course, you won't use the same door, although you could in some cases, but the doors are they're really, really marked up products around the country. I mean, it's like furniture. It's a huge markup on this stuff. But Door Clearance Center, they're a wholesaler. So they pass that savings on to the one city in America where they're based. And that happens to be Houston, Texas. You see, Door Clearance Center is your neighbor. And in fact, right now, they've got some new doors that they're offering you, a four-light Flemish fiberglass pre-hung double door unit. A double door unit, all pre-hung, ready to go. It's a gorgeous door. It's got four lights in there. It's got the horizontal panel on the bottom. And this one happens to be all white, so maybe you won't even have to finish it. You might like white as a color. If you need to paint it, you certainly can, and paint it any color you want. But it's like $1,400 total for two doors, all pre-hung, ready to go, the whole unit. That's a heck of a deal. You're going to pay $5,000, $4,000 in some areas, because what they do is they sell doors to people all over the country by the tens of thousands. And you know what? Those people market up tremendously all over the country. But here you can drive up to I-45 North and Beltway 8, and they have their clearance center there with a big warehouse. You can see the doors. You can touch the doors. They'll set it all up for you. And then you can just have someone pop it in the hole, as we say. And of course, how about a four-light Flemish black fiberglass pre-hung double door? This unit is black in color. It's a little more expensive. It's $1,700 all ready to go. They'll even put the lock sets on. Not for that price. The lock set you choose, which can be a gorgeous lock set, will be a little more. This door can be a front door. It can be an outside door to a patio, to a pool. You name it. They've got a lot of doors. To just go to their website at homeshowradio.com, Door Clearance Center, and see the doors and see the prices, and then you'll decide. You're probably going to say like I did when I first met these people, why didn't I know about them earlier? Because I used to buy a lot of doors in my business, and I would have sent all my clients there, and I probably could have saved $5,000 to $10,000 a home just by having them pick out probably the same, if not better, door there that they liked more with a bigger selection than where I had to send them before, because it's just all doors. Door Clearance Center, they'll take care of you.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
281-833-3333. Call me. We have open lines. 281-833-3333. A little over halfway through the show for today on this Easter Sunday. Let's talk to SK. SK, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, Tom. I have a two-story home, 20 years old, and my HVAC system is kind of aging. It's still functioning okay. If I want to change the ductwork for my both upstairs and downstairs systems, what would you recommend? I mean, the one that I have is an R4 ductwork. For the upstairs, I could easily change from R4 to R8. But is it advisable to change a portion of the duct for the downstairs with R8 or just leave R4 alone?
It depends on the accessibility of it. If he can get to it, it's fine. But yes, today's standards is definitely R8. R4 was, you know, it's all right. I mean, it worked, but R8's the way to go. As far as the size of it, it gets bigger. And if you have accessibility and you can replace it and you want to just replace the ductwork, your system's working fine, that you can do it. As far as getting a better performance, you'll get some, but I don't think you'll see a lot of difference.
Yeah. My only concern is, you know, is there any risks involved if I use a tie-in for R8 and R4 at the attic? Because I don't want to tear my downstairs sheetrock to replace the entire ductwork. I just want to do a tie-in at the top. Is it okay to do that?
Yes. Yes, it is okay. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Tom.
Oh, you're very welcome. We appreciate you calling and listening on this Easter Sunday. AirTech of Katy can take care of your air conditioning system because guess what? Summer is here. By the way, if you just moved here, summer gets really hot and you're going to rely on your air conditioner. And when you go home from a hard day at work and it's in the middle, it's August 3rd and it's almost 100 degrees outside. We haven't had rain for a week and a half, 10 days, let's say 10 days. And there's no cloud cover at all and your air conditioner's not working at your house. You are not going to be a happy person. And this is a scenario that happens like crazy. Then you say, who do I call? What do? I need this fixed now. Well, it doesn't happen that quick. But if you take care of it now and do a maintenance program on it, then chances are that won't happen. So that's what you're trying to avoid by doing your yearly maintenance, just like you would on a car before a long road trip, you do on your generator before hurricane season. It's just maintaining a mechanical system. AirTech of Katy can be the people to do that. If you've had somebody else come out, and this is going to be real common, they say, oh, you got to buy a new system. This one's too old. It's 10 years old. 10-year-old is a baby. It's still got the R410A. You're going to be able to get that refrigerant for another 20 years. You do not want, and parts and pieces, you do not want to go and get a new unit if it's 10 years old just because your warranty ran out. So what? Warranties are only good for so much. You want to maintain it so you don't have to spend a huge amount of money on a new system because that's where the money is for a lot of these companies, and that's all they know how to do. So if you need a second opinion, second opinions are free from AirTech of Katy. Now, I know the name is AirTech of Katy, but they're big enough now to handle all of Houston. They are no small potato, but at the same time, they will take care of that old unit and keep it running. And when the time comes to get a new unit, talk to them. Say, you know, I'm planning. I can't do it right now. In about a year, I'm planning it. We need to work out a deal. That's fine. Get a quote for it and start saving your money. Get an idea. That's what I do. And then when the time comes, they have a lifelong customer. Because when you buy a unit from them, you want to make sure they're the ones that take care of the unit they installed so you don't hear any hoo-hoo and ha-ha from the other contractor who's going to badmouth everything and sell you something else. So the bottom line is this. AirTech of Katy, if you don't have an air conditioning contractor you can trust and you want to take care of your system, call AirTech of Katy.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
(281) 833-3333. Call me. We'll talk. I'll be with you till 11 o'clock. Let's talk to Billy. Billy, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am fine, sir.
Oh, that's awesome. Long-time listener. I enjoy the show, and I have a humidity question for you.
Yes.
I went in, and I have a shop that's about 32 by 55 that's insulated with, like, the bubble wrap insulation. And inside, I went in and built a room 12 foot wide, 32 foot long. I've insulated it on the sides, the top, you know, to keep stuff in, to keep it from getting, you know, ruined through the, by the humidity. I've got a small little air conditioner in there, and I even bought a little dehumidifier from, like, Amazon to help pull some of the water out. But all my stuff is rusting. My racks, my doorknob, I have a stainless steel, like, a commercial sink in there to clean fish and stuff because I'm hunting fish, and everything's rusting, and I can't figure out why.
I'm going to ask you, do you store chlorine tablets in that garage?
No, sir.
Okay, do you have a lot of fertilizers?
You know what? No, I do for my septic system. I do.
Yeah, that's probably what's causing it. You need to store you do not store chlorine in your garage. It'll rust things. It'll get a surface rust, like this orange surface rust on everything, and it happens very quickly. So my and it's a question I ask everybody because I learned this the hard way in a garage I had. It ruined all my saws, my saw blades. And it was amazing. You look at it, and even the paint cans would just rust all over the outside, and that usually doesn't happen. But it's usually from chlorine, whether you have a septic system or you have a swimming pool, spa, that kind of thing. I would tell you to put that in an airtight container and store it somewhere outside of the garage, even in a Rubbermaid container or the container that the chlorine tablets come in. It outgasses like crazy.
Really? Okay, well, that makes sense because we've been there since I built that in 2019, 2020, and of course we have a septic system, an aerobic system, and that is where I keep the little container of the little chlorine tablets you put in there every couple months. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because you know what? Humidity isn't going to rust things. I mean, some things will stay wet if you have raw steel, like, you know, raw plate or something like that. But if it's got a coating on there or some kind of, and even doorknobs and stuff have some kind of protection, but that it's salt, you know, salt will do it too. When you're down by the ocean, chlorine does it even faster than salt. It's a chemical rust that happens when you see it happen really quickly on everything.
Okay. Well, I guess if I pull those out of there and clean everything up, I probably should be good to go.
We'll see. That's all I can do is tell you I think that's what it is because your explanation, when you say it's on everything, the racks, the doorknobs, it's like being living down by the ocean. That's what happens. I would build homes for people in Galveston, and before they moved in, there was rust on the doorknobs, and they're yelling at me. I said, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's the ocean. You can't beat that stuff, and chlorine is even worse. I'm amazed people can live in a pool store and work there 8-10 hours a day breathing that stuff, but they seem to do it.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, you answered my question,
try
man.
It.
I greatly
try
greatly
it. I think you'll have good luck. Try it and see what happens. Get it out of there, and I think if you clean everything up, it'll stop doing it to the new stuff you bring in. You'll still have to clean the old stuff up, and rust removers are there, and you can do it. You know what's a great rust remover on a lot of things? Get 4-0 steel wool. Even on my barbecue grill and stuff down at the ocean, I'll clean it all up and WD-40. You spray it, and then you rub it with a steel wool and wipe it off. It'll take all the surface rust off a chrome on cars, motorcycles, that kind of thing. And when chrome starts rusting, that means that you've got outside chemicals eating through it. And that usually at the ocean would be the salt. In your garage, it would be the chlorine tablets. They're incredibly, you talk about a bad air quality. And you don't want to store chlorine tablets. Just quickly, Charles, hang loose. You're going to be next after our break here, so I want to talk to you. But if you take chlorine and store it in an attached garage to your home, that is really bad because it's going to breathe. Just the positive negative pressures is going to pull some of that into the house, and you don't want to be breathing those chlorine tablets or any kind of chlorine outgassing. Those tablets are very concentrated. That's why they're those tablets, and they're really pushed together. There's a whole bunch of stuff all pushed and held together in a big pill. Looks like a giant aspirin. And it's not something you should do on TikTok and take it. All right, Ideal Roofing is a company I need you to call if you need a new roof. If you need a new kitchen, you don't call Ideal Roofing. They don't do kitchens. They do roofs, and they do really good ones because a roof is one of the three most important parts of a home. Your foundation, your structure, which is usually framing here in this part of the country. It could be concrete block, CMU units, or... And always your roof. Your roof protects everything underneath there from rot, mold, everything. You've got to have a roof hold up. And in Houston, Gulf Coast, all Gulf Coast, Texas, and Alabama, and Louisiana, and all the way to Florida, which is basically my whole life living in these areas, it's rough. You get a lot of rain. You want a roof. A good roof lets you sleep well at night. And with Ideal Roofing, they'll take care of it for you. And their warranties are as strong as they come. And Jim Hardwick cares so much about anything going on out there when it comes to you, the customers, and the public. He calls me constantly and say, Tom, tell your listeners to watch out for this. Tom, we're finding this is happening in the business. Tom, we've got issues happening with insurance companies starting to drop people because of roofs. Tell your people this. Tell your people that. He constantly, and he always says right off, he said, Tom, I'm not selling anything. I just want you to get this message out to everybody to be careful. The latest message was, when you're comparing roofs, make sure that all of the materials, if you're looking for the strong warranties they're trying to tell you about, it has all the materials from that company, the underlayment, the roofing jacks, the ridge vents. Everything has to come from that company to make that warranty as strong as it's supposed to be, labor and materials. And so that was his last conversation with me this week. We didn't talk about, hey, man, I really need more calls. I need more calls. Get those people to call me. Tell them the roof's falling down. He doesn't do that. He's just a normal, regular folk like me and like you. Call Ideal Roofing if you need them for roof repair, roof maintenance. If you have a roof and you've gotten your insurance company's out in the neighborhood and says, you know, have someone look at it, your roof's got some damage, call Ideal Roofing, 713-896-1122.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards, a certified home show pro.
Circle Saw, the tools you need from professionals who know them best.
Clean and Clear Pool Supplies for all your pool repair, maintenance, and supply needs.
Gulf Coast Windows for energy saving, security, and quality replacement windows.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Charles. Charles, you're on Home Show Radio.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call today.
Yes, sir.
I think you got ESPN. Y'all but eliminated my question before you went on break.
Okay, I'm well, I got ESPN.
The, we're talking about the roofing. You know, I had a quote coming in that said that they wanted mm-hmm. to do a 20-year roof. And then I had another quote, and the guy said that they don't do 20-year roofs anymore because everything is 50-year roofs now. So I don't know. What's the difference in... Is that true or not? Is everything one
well,
product?
Yeah, I haven't heard. I haven't heard of a 20-year roof warranty in a long time. I don't know where that came from. So, all I can tell you is it's something I don't think is on the market anymore. But here's about the warranties. If they're telling you that their company will just back it up for 20 years, that's just a company warranty. What you want is a warranty from the manufacturer that covers labor and material. And today you can get up to a lifetime depending who you go with and what kind of roof you buy. So most of them are 30 plus, and 50 years is pretty common. People are getting that now with roofing, but it comes from the manufacturer. So I'm going to use my roofer as an example because it's the best way for me to do it. Ideal Roofing is a GAF certified master elite roofing contractor. In other words, they work with the GAF material people. So they're a dealer. They're going to put that roof on, and whether they're here or not, as long as they use all the GAF materials, GAF certifies the warranty. GAF, which is the largest material maker in the world, I think, right now, as far as roofing goes, they're going to back it up, whether Ideal's here or not. So you're getting a real warranty from the manufacturer, which is different than it was 20 years ago when guys would just make up warranties with their companies. So I think what you're getting is a company warranty that a guy's just telling you, hey, I'll take care of it for 20 years, but if he's not around, nobody's going to take care of you. So I think that's what you're hearing. And real competent roofers today, they're associated with a particular brand, like air conditioning contractors or train dealers or carrier dealers. In the roofing, you have Owens Corning, GAF. You've got different manufacturers with that. And I think that's where the confusion is.
Is there a preference on the material, Corning as yeah, opposed to GAF?
Well, I think GAF makes great materials, but quite frankly, all the major manufacturers, they make quality materials because they're competing with one another. So if you're dealing with Owens Corning, GAF, well, whoever you're dealing with, the materials are going to be good. And they're going to make their own underlayments. They're going to make their own ridge vents. And it's going to be their product that they want on your roof, so you get the whole package. You don't make it up as you go like we did in the old days. You follow exactly what they want you to do and with their materials. And that way they're going to stamp the warranty, and that company's going to take care of it one way or the other, and you're protected.
So you did reference 30 years and a lifetime. Is there a difference in that, or are they pretty much
You're going to find what you're going to do is when you sit with your roof with your contractor, the 50 years probably the most common right now, and you're going to buy that roof, which goes on a particular way. Whatever roofer you deal with, I want you to make sure that they're associated with a roofing material company, that the warranty is not only backed by your roofer, but is also backed by the particular company, so you get the full roofing warranty. And whatever you choose is fine, whether they have a 30-year package, a 50-year package, or a lifetime package, you'll get the whole thing. Lord's Chimney is the company you call now to take care of your fireplace. Do you know the smells and the dirt and things like that come from a fireplace? It's pretty gross. And they're going to run a camera up there. They're going to clean the whole thing. They're going to make sure it's watertight. If they need a new crown, if you have some tiles that are split or broken, it can be dangerous. So you have a lot of issues that come with a fireplace. And you want to make sure, especially if you use it regularly, even if it's gas logs, that it's nice and clean. In fact, this is a year for me to get mine done. I want them to check everything. I want a full cleaning on mine. And so you don't have to do it every year, because if you don't use it, but if animals get in there, if it's older, if you haven't had it done in 10 years, get your fireplace clean. Now, we had a caller yesterday who was really concerned about his dryer vent. Dryer vents can cause fires in a home. They can cause your dryer to burn out. They can cause your dryer to work and work and work, and you're drying forever because it's got lint inside that vent, and that lint is not going where it needs to go, and it's blocking the airflow. It's pretty simple. But they clean dryer vents too. So if you need a dryer vent cleaned, your fireplace taken care of, you want to add some gas logs, you want to put a front on the fireplace to make it look good, you want to just clean it up because it looks disgusting, and then go in there and paint it and make it all look nice and clean and ready for next winter, if you want to say that. I know we're kind of tired of winter, but it's the time to clean it up for summer, because now you're going to lock yourself in your home, you're going to turn that air conditioner on, and you don't want to smell the fireplace in the summertime, and it's going to draw all that air down in it. So you want to make sure your damper doors are closing and that everything's just clean and neat and working right. Lord's Chimney, you can find them and all of my certified Home Show pros at homeshowradio.com.
Gardening doesn't have to be dull or difficult.
Good morning, ladies. I'm sorry I had to call back.
We believe gardening should be fun.
I forgot a question.
Okay, good.
Welcome to Home Show Garden Pros.
Looks like I am going to have to podcast that first hour.
I'm already turning red with embarrassment.
Making gardening fun again.
If it makes you feel good to pull the weeds.
Saturday morning, 7 till 9.
It's like Kelly loves to pull weeds.
You
like
call, we answer.
It is therapeutic.
Advice and tips that put easy and fun into your lawn and landscaping. Saturday mornings on Sports Radio 610 and online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Home Show Radio will be right back.